This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Should people be able to just decide to not pay taxes because they don't agree with what the government's doing? I say they absolutely should. And there's one guy in Oregon who is doing just that over the issue of abortion in his particular case, but I don't think it just has to be abortion. It could be whatever issue it is that you disagree with. I, for instance, don't agree with bombing innocent people around the world. I think that's a good one. Then again, I also don't pretty much agree with the existence of the entire federal government. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And our toll-free number, if you want to join the discussion, here's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And there's a lot to kind of pick apart here in this story out of Columbia City, Oregon, where a 53-year-old self-professed Christian man, Michael Bowman, has apparently not paid taxes since 1999. The government is finally coming after him, and he says, quote, "I'm not a tax protester. I love my country. I have a duty to my country. I have a duty to my conscience." And ultimately, I agree with, at the very least, the last part of it. I don't agree that anybody has a duty to the government. And, of course, you never really know. When he says country, does he mean the government? Or when he says country, does he mean the sort of idea of America?
Yeah, they obfuscate that too. They create a
it's
society.
It's not on purpose, though.
It's
not his fault.
People don't obfuscate things on purpose.
Right, yeah. He's just kind of victim of the obfuscation of what the government does with these terms. They kind of call themselves the United States, but at the same time, they call themselves the country or America, and so they tie all these words together.
Well, that's what they are, but conservative Republicans will have this idea of a society in their head and call that the country. And then pretend like,
the
government
an ideal?
Is something else.
They have an ideal that's the country,
but they
basically
kind of act like it's real, and then they call the government, they act as if the government is a separate entity.
Mm-hmm. From that concept.
The government that's in their head, and so they can be loyal to one and not the other, I guess.
So I see what you're saying. So meaning that they have this ideal of what the country should be, and then there's the government that doesn't meet that ideal, basically. Is that what you're saying?
Well, right, but a lot of people have ideals of things that they wish existed.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody doesn't necessarily, I guess maybe most people do, but having an ideal of something is not the same as pretending that the real thing doesn't exist, or pretending that the real thing is something other than what it is. Like, pretending that the United States federal government is not the country is just...
Well, it's not.
An odd interpretation of the English language.
Yeah, I mean, what is the country, right? Like, the country can mean different things to different people. Country could just simply be the idea of America. It could be the land. The government isn't the land, right? The government is an idea. It is a collectively held belief that a thing exists that doesn't actually exist. Cars exist. Men with badges exist. The government's just this sort of collective delusion that ties all these individuals loosely together with one another.
Well, I mean, or it's an organization of thieves and murderers, but yeah, so, but then if you think that a nation is something other than a country, when someone attacks, or something other than a government, if someone attacks the government, you shouldn't care, at least not on that basis.
Well, nation is a better word that I think is more aligned with government. I don't know if country is as much either. But either way, we can take a closer look at some of these words. But let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I met one of the pedestrians who was struck by cars last year, today on the bus. And she was one of the 800. So she's the second one I met this year.
Okay, and what was her circumstance?
Well, I think one of her legs from the knee down was busted. So, and I think the other one, he was in a wheelchair and he got his whole leg busted. So the 800 people.
Was she drunk?
You know what? I have to get off the next stop. So I never knew. I just knew that
You didn't have a long enough conversation with her, because what we found was that a lot of the people who are getting into car accidents as pedestrians down there are drunk. So they're, you know, stumbling around, falling into the road and getting hit by cars. And basically what is an unavoidable accident for the driver, or very difficult to avoid, it could have been avoided by the person who was drunk, by them not being S-face drunk and, you know, stumbling through the streets. But ultimately that was their decision.
Well, you know, I never got to ask for the story, but why is it that, like, 13 years ago, there was, instead of killing 86 pedestrians last year, 15 years ago, we only killed 47, and that's when we had red light cameras.
Maybe people are getting more drunk.
People 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's a possibility
okay,
as well.
That's what we still had. We still had 3 red light cameras in Albuquerque, 3 in Rio Rancho, and 5 speeding vans in Rio Rancho.
Yeah, but you didn't even ask this lady if she had gotten hit at an intersection, right?
No, I just encouraged her to go down to city council meeting and speak up about what happened and call.
No amount of speeding vans, no amount of red light cameras, no amount of video cameras is going to stop drunk people from stumbling out in front of oncoming cars.
Okay, but I'm asking you, why is it when we have red light cameras, we were number seven in the nation?
Sarah,
every time we get rid of the red light cameras,
I don't know how many times I can tell you about this. You know, maybe you haven't gotten the concept yet. It's called correlation versus causation. They're not the same thing. So when a statistic, like your citing statistic of people getting involved in, you know, accidents as pedestrians with cars, when that number goes down and you find a different number that has also gone down, in this case the number of red light cameras, that has also gone down over that same time frame, it may be an interesting coincidence. It may be related, but there's no way that you can draw a conclusion from both of those things happening in the same time frame. That's, you know, they're correlative. They correlate with one another. They happened at the same time frame. They happen to be in the same direction. But there's no way that you can say they're causative, meaning that you can't say that the reduction in red light cameras caused the reduction in car accidents involving pedestrians. Does that make any sense to you at all?
No, you're just full of it. You know what? I make a lot of sense. You make no sense.
I'm full of it.
It's always, okay, before we had red light.
By the way, Sarah, did you hear the good news about KABQ there in Albuquerque that we're now on live?
Okay, so don't live every day. You're on. Okay,
that's right. Every weekday. We're now, unless something went wrong tonight, which hopefully nothing has gone wrong. Technically, everything's probably working smoothly, so we should be there on the radio. So welcome to, I'm going to presume we're on, because they were a weekend affiliate, and they lost a show during the week. The Norman Goldman show went under last week, basically. So they needed something, and we were already on at nights, so they've moved us up to our live slot. So welcome to our progressive, one of our progressive stations, KABQ there in Albuquerque. I think it's AM 1350, if I'm remembering that correctly, but I didn't pull up my list here to ensure of that. I will double check. But welcome aboard. If you're listening to the show here, it really is open phones every single night, and Sarah is the proof that is actually the case. You can call in here and you can bring up anything you want. You don't have to agree with us. In fact, we like it when, you know, we have disagreements, which is one of the reasons why I like your call, Sarah, because you're not afraid to challenge. But the other thing is, Sarah, you don't listen. And you have a position. You want to represent that position, and that's fine. You're certainly welcome to call into the show and do that. But you don't even listen. When I tell you the difference between correlation and causation, you tell me I'm full of it.
Well, the thing about it is that you should be thankful that I'm on disability to call the show. You know, I'm the one that made it possible that we're live on Albuquerque. You know.
Oh, now you're going to take. Now you're going to wait. Are you saying you put Norman Goldman out of business?
No, I'm saying that I'm the one that made this show popular where they want to have it live here on Albuquerque. Every
you think your one listenership, you, the one person listening to, one of the people listening to KABQ there in Albuquerque, you have that much influence that you swung with the program director there. What's the program director's name of the station?
Well, the thing about you know, I bring it.
Oh, you never called her and talked to her, right? Okay. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Bye-bye. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's all thanks to Sarah. We couldn't have done it without her. More coming up here. You can bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in. Bring up what you want here. Our numbers are open to you. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Melanie.
Don't forget, you can join us in real life at the upcoming Fork Fest. Fork Fest is a libertarian camping event in northern New Hampshire, the beautiful Rogers Campground, right in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. And it's the 5 days before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The days for ForkFest this year are scheduled to be June 13th through June 18th. And that's about the only scheduling or officialness that you're going to get, because ForkFest is not organized by anybody. There's no one in charge, which means that everybody is in charge, meaning you are in charge of your own experience. So if you just want to go and camp and hang out with other liberty-minded people, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, libertarian types, then you can do that. Or you can create a thing for those people who are going to be there to do. So maybe you want to, have a poker game, or you want to create some sort of musical event or throw a party. That is up to you. And you can join the ForkFest forum. It's unofficial. And the ForkFest chat room, also unofficial, because there's nothing official with ForkFest, on this unofficial website, forkfest.party. It's, again, June 13th through the 18th at forkfest.party. Go there to learn more about that. We will be broadcasting from the event, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. So we're talking about a gentleman from the Columbia City, Oregon area. This story coming from LifeSite News, which is clearly a pro-life opinion piece from Calvin Freeberger, reporting on the man Michael Bowman, age 53, so-called self-professed Christian, saying that he has a duty to his country and a duty to his conscience. And I would argue that if you are someone who believes you have a duty to your government, which I don't think you do, because as I pointed out earlier, the government has claimed they don't have an obligation to protect you, so therefore you shouldn't have any duty to them. But even if you still believe that you have a duty to the government, I still think your duty to your own conscience should be higher than that. So if it is your conscience that you don't want to support, let's say, war in another country, because in this guy's case, he's all about abortion. But, you know, for me, I am anti-war. I think that peace is very important. And I certainly don't want money that that I have earned going to benefit a war effort. And so it is my duty to my conscience to not be involved in the continued proliferation of armed conflict around the planet. So whatever it is that you believe that your, you know, conscience, whatever your conscience is calling you to do or is calling you to support, I think that should be primary. Do you agree with me on that one?
I mean, especially since I don't think that you have any obligations to a state whatsoever.
Right.
I mean, obviously.
Okay. So the state, unfortunately, does believe that you have obligations to them, and that's why they are prosecuting this guy. According to the story, the IRS has sent him numerous warnings over unpaid taxes from 2002 to 2014, and the 2012 Oregon Department of Revenue began garnishing money from his bank account. In response, he started cashing out his paychecks and leaving only a minimum balance in his account. That, the federal authorities say, constituted, quote, removing his income from the reach of taxing authorities. They indicted him for felony tax evasion in the amount of $356,857, as well as four misdemeanor counts of willful failure to file tax returns. His attorney, Matthew Schindler, says that his client was fully transparent every step of the way, from disclosing all of his paychecks to cashing them at his own bank under his own name. His attorney says, quote, like a player collapsing as they lose Twister, the government has reached, that's pretty good, that's a nice visual, the government has reached too far forward and stretched way too far back, his motion to dismiss read. Last week, U.S. District Judge Michael Mossman sided with Bowman on the felony charge, ruling the feds failed to show that he had attempted to conceal his income or deceive the government. Prosecutors remain free to reintroduce the charge in the future and are currently weighing whether to do so. So, Melanie, you had said this story was dishonest, that the headline...
Well, the headline is dishonest. I don't know if the story is dishonest or not.
The headline here reads, U.S. Christian who refuses to pay taxes until abortion is defunded has his first big win in court.
Yeah, so that kind of implies that
you're saying
he
that's not a big win.
Won something in regards to this case.
He won the motion to dismiss. I mean, they motioned to dismiss the felony charge, and the judge dismissed it.
Right. So he
It sounds
still,
like it was without prejudice, but
he's
or
still,
no with prejudice. Which one's the one where they can't bring it back? Is it without prejudice?
With because it's prejudice against the motion. So if it's with prejudice, they can't bring it back.
Okay, so he must have dismissed it without prejudice then, right?
Yeah, so
I mean, it's not a big win.
He's still under charges for failure to file and failure to pay.
But misdemeanors, I mean, that's nowhere near as bad. I mean, he lost the... They dropped the felony charge. I mean, that's a pretty big deal, right?
That kind of has nothing to do with his argument, though. So it doesn't cite what statute they charged him under, so I can't look it up and say if he committed that or didn't commit that based on these facts.
Willful failure to file, whatever charge that is.
He's still charged with that.
Right.
He's not charged with the
felony.
Hiding income because he wasn't doing that.
Felony tax evasion is what they're claiming. So that's right. Well, I mean, but it's common, though, Melanie, as you know, for prosecutors to bring charges that may not have any real backing behind them.
Right,
simply
yeah.
Because
so,
they want to intimidate you.
So if you go rob a bank and then you're charged with robbing a bank and murder one, and you didn't kill anybody, and they dropped the murder one charge, that's not a major win based on your argument or at all.
Sure, but, I mean, I would agree with you. This isn't a big win, but it's not something to be, you know, laughed about. I mean, this is a pretty big deal, too. It's an accomplishment to get them to drop a felony charge, I would say.
Maybe. So, I mean,
because a lot of time a judge won't rule in advance. Like, if you motion to dismiss a charge in advance of actually going to trial, the judge will say, bring it up at trial. Like, a lot of times they won't even do anything in advance of the actual trial.
Well, they're supposed to, if it's a proper motion and you're actually charged with that. But
sure, but they can put it off. They can just be like, yeah, bring it up at trial. We'll address it in court.
No, if there's grounds for motion to dismiss, they're supposed to hear the motion to dismiss.
Sure,
I mean,
they'll
sure
hear
they
it during the trial.
But
what I'm saying is they'll hear it during the trial. They won't. I've seen it time and time again, at least here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that happens. But, yeah, so if you file a motion to dismiss and it gets heard, that's not like some outstanding win, and it's definitely not some outstanding win based on... I mean, to me, this article makes it sound like he's progressing in his I don't have to file taxes because I said so court case.
No.
And that is not the case.
He has had no wins around that, yeah. You're right about
and
that.
And because they didn't cite the statute, I can't tell you if he actually violated it or not. They make it sound like he didn't actually violate that particular statute, so it's not completely outrageous that he's not being charged with it.
Well, I mean, the site here this, by the way, you sent to me, this Life Site News, it's clearly an opinion site that has, you know, a pro-life perspective. So, obviously,
right,
they want to make it sound like this guy is on track to winning his case.
Yeah, you can state your opinions without misrepresenting facts, though, is the thing.
Sure, 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. If you want to join us here, you can bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it is, remaining aligned with your conscience in the face of threats from the government, or whatever you want to discuss. We talked about DUI earlier tonight. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A woman who worked on President Trump's 2016 campaign alleges in a new lawsuit that he kissed her without her consent. Alva Johnson told the Washington Post that Trump grabbed her hand and leaned in to kiss her as he exited an RV outside of one of the rallies down in Tampa, Florida. Johnson says she turned her head as Trump leaned in and the alleged kiss landed on the side of her mouth. The White House calls the accusation absurd. President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. The meetings will take place on Wednesday and Thursday, and President Trump, before leaving, had a rather optimistic tone regarding the trip.
Can we talk about something that, frankly, he never spoke to anybody about, but we're speaking and we're speaking aloud, and I think we can have a very good summit.
R. Kelly is out of a Chicago area jail after a few days in custody on sexual abuse charges. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Open phones as always. Toll free number for you, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And also want to invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can interact there in a variety of different ways. One of them is, you know, you can subscribe to our podcast if you would like. There's a couple different versions of it. There's the sort of the full version, which has our full shows and the digest versions of the show in it. Or you can subscribe to just the full show podcast or just the digest version. So if you're time challenged, you don't have time to sit and listen to a 2-hour long podcast 7 days a week, you can subscribe to the digest, and then you'll only have about 20 or 30 minutes a day, which is a lot easier to, well, to digest. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com. to find those links there. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. We'll go back to your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about folks deciding they don't want to pay taxes and what their reasons are. Some people are, this man in court in Oregon is against abortion. I'm against war. I'm against, you know, killing innocent people in the Middle East or wherever it is the U.S. military is going next. Hopefully they won't be going into Venezuela. Things are definitely getting heated down there as well. It's Ian and Melanie in the studio here tonight. Let's go to the phones and to your former home state, Melanie, of Louisiana, where Matthew is on the line. Go ahead, Matthew, listening via the TuneIn app.
Yeah, so I am full of it, so I'll happily confess that, and I'm going to take care of that when I get home. But Sarah had called up about the red light cameras in Orleans Parish next to Jefferson Parish. If you stop at the red light camera, I mean, at the red light, like you should, you have a good chance of being carjacked. It is one of the most violent places in the country. You know, they put statues in jail, but they let violent criminals out. So people run these cameras all the time in Orleans Parish, simply as a defensive measure. Because, you know, it's late at night, and you're not really sure what that guy standing at the corner did. Or some people just drive around in condition white, and they do get carjacked.
Condition white?
Yeah, condition white. Best analogy is on a warship. When you turn off the radar, you turn off the sonar, you basically take the night watch crew, everybody goes to bed, no sentries, you're in a dockyard.
So no defenses whatsoever, no awareness, and no situational awareness. You're saying people drive around like that?
Yeah, and in Orleans Parish, you will get carjacked if you're driving around like that.
For sure.
If you're texting on your phone and you're stopped at the red light, bad things could very likely happen to you. So, yeah, red light.
So you're saying people are given the choice between sit and wait for a carjacking, perhaps, or blow through a red light safely, because it's, you know, you can do it. You can take a right on a red safely at most intersections. Blow through the red light and then get a potential ticket for the red light camera, but ultimately avoid having your car stolen.
Right, or possibly something worse happening to you. Because some carjackers, they engage in some recreational target practice because they don't get to the range very much, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's, you know, red light cameras can cost lives, too.
Yeah, it's a great point. And I appreciate you sharing that, Matthew. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that was about it.
Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Was that what it was like in your area of Louisiana where you came from, Melanie?
Well, so I was not old enough to remember being around Louisiana, I mean, around New Orleans. We weren't in the city limits in any real way. Residentially, I worked in New Orleans for a while, and I kind of didn't have to deal with that because I just went home at night. Mm. You don't want to stick around.
At nighttime is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. David is in New Mexico, listening via the TuneIn app. Hello, David. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you guys were just talking about the motions practice, court pleadings in conjunction with the due process and rules of civil and or criminal procedure.
Yeah.
And Melanie, you experienced in through law school, and this does not need legal advice. But what would you say if a lawyer was working for a client and there was a neutral point, a standstill in the case, but the ball was in your lawyer's court because nothing was going to happen unless your lawyer filed a motion. And then he agreed to file a motion, but it took him 8 months to file a single motion. What would you think of that?
That is nowhere near enough information for me to think anything of it.
Okay, well then I'll just tell the audience. So in the case that I'm involved in, the situation was exactly that. I have a court-appointed attorney, and nothing was going to happen in this case. And this is in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in the Second Judicial District Court in front of Judge John J. Romero, Jr. And nothing was going to happen in this case unless the lawyer for me filed a simple motion. And he agreed to file the motion, said he was going to file the motion, and then never, ever filed the motion, even after being badgered three or four times severely in that 8 months to file that motion, and being ordered to do so by Judge John J. Romero, Jr. to file that motion and to write an order that the judge could sign. And the lawyer in 8 months didn't file a motion, and also after the judge ordered him to do it, didn't do it for another 4 or 5 months. And so, and I filed a bar complaint. I filed a complaint against that attorney for that negligence and or malice with the Bar Association here in New Mexico and Albuquerque. And they went through their whole thing, and they found that the lawyer had done nothing wrong, that there's absolutely nothing wrong with a lawyer having the ball in his court and being requested to file a simple motion, and then being backed up by the judge himself asking that lawyer, Jay Mueller, to file that motion, in fact, ordering him to file that motion, and then him still not doing it for another 4 months, and then the aggrieved client, being myself, files a bar complaint, and the Bar Association in New Mexico thinks that's perfectly fine, that the lawyer did absolutely nothing wrong.
Really? Bar Association actually wrote you back on your complaint saying, we're not going to do anything about this, this is totally fine?
Yes, absolutely, they did. I have it in writing.
I mean, that almost sounds to me like a dereliction of duty. If this person is your, even though they're court-appointed, they're still supposed to represent you. And if you've asked an attorney to represent you in some way by filing a motion, I mean, I would think that there should be some sort of time limit on that. Not, certainly not several months.
Well, you heard Lauren's reaction. Your other guest or host there, Lauren, who's an attorney.
No, this isn't Lauren. Melanie.
Pardon?
Her name's
Melanie. I know it's Melanie tonight. Another night we discussed that, and Lauren reacted reacted basically in shock that an attorney took 8 months to file a simple pleading.
Yeah, I find that shocking.
I don't doubt that your attorney sucks, and I don't.
Well, yeah, they work for the government, right?
That. You don't have enough information. I mean, maybe they do. I don't know based on what he said.
Well, I mean, if it's court-appointed, then they're working for the government.
No,
they could be a private attorney. But
so that doesn't necessarily mean they're a public defender. They can appoint private attorneys just to random cases.
But don't those private attorneys have to make themselves available for that appointment? They can't just randomly. Can they just randomly appoint any private attorney as a court-appointed attorney? Wow.
A judge can do that. But in this case, these attorneys say, please give me work. I throw my hat in the ring. I want this work. Okay, here's another client for you. So the lawyers are asking. The lawyer is soliciting the state to get this this work.
And wasn't he billing the whole 8 months? Wasn't he getting paid that whole 8 months for doing nothing?
They are refusing to give me that information. They're forcing me to file an IPRA request, a FOIA request, IPRA in the state. To get that information, and I haven't yet confirmed it, but I don't know whether he actually took any dollars for that.
That would be an interesting detail to learn in that matter. Thank you for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it. If you want to join us here, whatever's on your mind goes, it is up to you. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Hop into one of those. We'll get you on the air. You'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. It's Ian and Melanie here tonight. Discord lines are over at discord.lrn.fm. And this is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you may dial in here toll-free to take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Melanie.
Talking about taxes and the not paying of those taxes. And I think if you've got a good reason, you know, you should not pay. I think that if you don't support the government, you shouldn't pay them.
Well,
screw those people.
You don't need a reason. I mean, A, it's your money. B, if you can get away with it. I mean, the reason is I think I can get away with it. Not.
Well, I mean, the reason
specific.
Is.
I mean, I'm sure you could come up with, you know, a list of immoral programs if you.
Of course. I mean, the entire government is immoral. Generally, and I'm not saying it'll be a success in court because the government runs the court system. They're probably going to end up throwing you in a prison cell.
Well, yeah, and so don't lark and rose it. Like, if you're going to not pay taxes, if you can get away with that, some people can, some people can't. How you do that is you just don't pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't write them letters and talk about, well, this is why I am not paying taxes because I hate you and everything you do, signed me, here's my return address. Don't do that.
Right.
Because if you don't pay taxes, as long as you're a regular person and there's not a whole bunch of zeros behind your name, they're going to send you letters before they just show up to arrest you.
You mean if you're not like Wesley Snipes or something like that? Or one of these protesters?
He's an actor, right?
Yeah. You didn't know he went to prison for not paying taxes.
That doesn't mean he's a tax protester. That could just mean he blew the money because he got it all at once, and then...
No, he was actually into the opting out kind of, don't want to be part of the government schemes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to go to jail just to go to jail. Like, don't...
Don't draw attention to it, is what
you're saying. Write the IRS now. I mean, and you might be somebody who, you work a W-2 job, and they take it out on the front end,
mm-hmm.
and if you do something like claim 10 exemptions... I don't even know if you can do that anymore, but
you're saying after this falsely year, claim. But, you're saying falsely claim exemption.
So, or claim exempt falsely,
mm-hmm.
which is a weird concept.
Now you're talking about perjury. right, if you're swearing to something that's not true? Because you sign those documents under the potential charge of perjury, do you not?
Yeah, but the more realistic issue is the second year you do that, they're just going to automatically deduct 28% instead of maybe your lower tax rate.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, if you have that kind of paper trail, or even, you know, say you own your own business and you are a brick and mortar store, well, A, they know you exist, B, maybe you take credit cards, and the credit card in PayPal is sending you 1099s for $100,000. There's not a whole lot you can do about that necessarily. But if you're going to go that route, there's not a whole, like, you don't file paperwork to commit tax evasion. You just commit tax evasion. Just go
about
your business.
Don't talk to them. Ignore. Don't file the paperwork at all. Don't even try. Because there's different schemes, right? Like, there's different tax gurus out there, many of whom have gone to prison, who will give you advice on how to fill out these forms in a way that'll somehow get you out of it. And I think a lot of that stuff just puts you in greater danger.
Yeah, and most of the people I've dealt with who have got caught, if they were just a regular person, not too many zeros, and they got caught, the IRS is like, hello, we're the IRS. Did you know that taxes were a thing? Please file the last 3 years of tax returns. Thank you. Have a nice day. The people who did things like write Admiral Court phrases on a 1040 and mail it to the IRS, they got substantial fines.
Really?
In the, you know, tens of thousands of dollars.
And by the way, you're saying this as a professional accountant who has handled professionally taxes for a lot of people and businesses.
So they, you're going to be hit, if you don't do anything stupid and other than just not file, you're going to be hit with the past 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Is that the maximum they can hit you for on failure to file? I thought they could go about like six or something.
They
like
have
that.
A kind of implicit policy to only ask you for the last 3 years.
Oh, really?
But the criminal statute of limitations for failure to file is 6 years.
It's six, okay.
There is no maximum on how far back they can go. So if...
Wait, what? How does that work?
There just isn't one.
Meaning, so
if you didn't file a tax return...
This guy, for instance,
ago,
in 1999 was the last...
Yeah, so if you didn't file a tax return 50 years ago, they can't charge you criminally anymore.
Right.
But they can demand that you file it, and if you don't, they can seize your property.
Whoa, okay.
So...
Wow, that's crazy.
They don't usually do that. A, it's not worth it for just a regular person.
I mean, how many records are going to even exist after 50 years?
And that's part of why I think they only go back three.
Okay.
Now, if you annoy the IRS, if you annoy some other branch of the government, like the DOJ or the FBI, who then orders the IRS to go after you, or if you have, you're making millions of dollars, they're going to go back however far they feel like going back.
I see. So they can do whatever they want to you, basically.
I mean, yeah.
855 450 free. Speaking of people with a lot of money, according to tcpalm.com, there's more out of the prostitution scandal that has hit recently in the last couple of weeks, with the owner of the Patriots getting caught up, another billionaire who apparently went to a Jack Shack down in Florida and got caught from some kind of a police sting that was going on against that business. Billionaire equity firm owner John Childs is one of several men who's been accused of soliciting prostitution in connection with a Florida spa tied to an international human trafficking ring, police said on Thursday. Childs, who lives seasonally in Indian River Shores, is wanted on a solicitation of prostitution charge, according to a warrant for his arrest. He has not yet been arrested. He owns J.W. Childs Associates, a private equity firm based in Massachusetts. So he's probably a snowbird. He's a prominent donor to several Republican politicians and groups, including former U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan, Club for Growth, and Mitt Romney. He donated about $4.3 million to Republican candidates and PACs last cycle, according to a review of federal campaign finance records. His largest donation went to America First Action. So they go into all this guy's donations here. Apparently he's a big Republican supporter. We don't really care about all that. Childs hasn't responded to an interview request from T.C. Palm as of Friday evening. He told Bloomberg that police have not reached out to him about the charge. Quote, the accusation of solicitation of prostitution is totally false, he told the outlet. He was just looking for a happy ending. I have retained a lawyer, he says.
Wait, he said that?
No. Okay. I added the happy ending part. Childs also lives part-time outside of Boston, and his net worth is $1.2 billion. He told T.C. Palm in 2008 he'd moved to Vero Beach to escape the cold. Quote, I had friends there and I came down. I liked what I saw. There were ducks, waterfowl, porpoises in the river, and even a resident bald eagle in a tree. And so I settled, he said, in Vero Beach. 6-month investigation revealed human traffickers were luring vulnerable women to massage parlors where they were coerced into working as prostitutes. Indian River County agencies have issued warrants for 173 people on charges ranging from human trafficking to racketeering to soliciting prostitution. Now, if there was actually human trafficking going on at this lingerie parlor or whatever exactly it was being, you know, erotic massage. I'm not sure how they were, you know, marketing themselves. But if they actually had sex slaves there, then obviously we oppose that. I think I can speak for you on this one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's strong enough language. If you were actually engaged in human trafficking, then you should die in a fire. Because as far as I know, that's the slowest, most painful way to die. But they throw that phrase around when they just mean prostitution.
Yeah. And that's not cool, because if we're talking about just women who are, you know, who feel desperate and they decide they want to become prostitutes so they can make some money quickly, and they chose to do that, then that's not trafficking. If, in point of fact, they were trafficked, meaning if they were threatened with violence or their family members were threatened with violence, you know, somebody...
Or they were just kidnapped.
Right, kidnapped, held against their will. In a lot of cases, you know, you can run, girly, but we know where your, you know, family lives and we're going to kill your little sister is frequently, you know, what they will do to control these women. If they're being threatened in some way or their family members are being threatened, and they have to work under the threat of violence.
That's human trafficking. That's sex slavery.
Right.
And then it kind of conflates the two when they just use that to mean all prostitution, because then you don't know if you're dealing with human trafficking or if you're dealing with prostitution.
Right, and it's insulting to the women who choose the profession of prostitution. The suggestion is that everyone involved in prostitution is being trafficked, and that's just not the case. It's not even the case
in 95. I think the suggestion is that we're running out of BS crimes we can charge people for, so now we're going to go around and make stuff sound worse than what it is.
Prostitution needs to be legalized. These billionaires who apparently are just desperate to get their rocks off should not be, and, you know, poor people also should not be considered criminals for going and hiring a prostitute. You can call in, share your thoughts, how you feel on legalization of prostitution. Phones are open for you at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.